What do I think about Instagram hashtags at this time of this recording? So, for years, I have looked at whether to use Instagram hashtags. Of course, a lot of my colleagues use it, a lot of my clients use it. I have tried using it myself, and I've always been dissatisfied when I use Instagram hashtags. And I've also noticed that when other people use Instagram hashtags, what tends to happen? One is that people tend to use many, many hashtags, right? Whatever the maximum number is. There's 30 at this time or 13, whatever the maximum. It's a lot. Okay. And I'm like always surprised that it doesn't get the reach that the person or me intended, even now, no matter how many hashtags. Or if it does get the reach, we tend to get spam comments because hashtags, especially the popular ones, the more popular the hashtag, the more bots and spammers are following those hashtags and will DM you or will comment underneath your things. I've just DM'd you. Or check out this Forex Bitcoin trading thing, right? All kinds of spam. So, in my opinion, I think number one, using hashtags doesn't look great. It looks, if the more hashtags someone uses, the more desperate it looks to me. I'm not saying it looks desperate to everybody. But for some of us power users of Instagram, we're like, actually, some power users will be like, oh, good on you, right? The other power users like me would be like, I mean, it's like, so look at me. Okay, next time you use hashtag, that's what I'm doing when I look at your post. I'm not saying don't use it, by the way, but I'm saying, in my Instagram course, I teach how to use it strategically, which is to test one hashtag at a time and to look at hashtags as a community discussion among creators. That is the authentic way to look at hashtags, not a drive-by shooting of like, I don't care who these people are who are using the hashtags as well. I'm just going to shoot 30 hashtags out and hope it reaches some people. Yeah, but if everyone is doing a drive-by shooting, then guess what? Everyone is dead. It's like, no, nobody, I mean, everyone is literally not alive engaging with the hashtags. So it's really better, in my opinion, to be engaging with others using that. Like you find a hashtag that's like, oh, those are my people. Those are my peers. Those are my colleagues, my kindred spirits. And then you use it, yes, but you also engage with the others who are using it. Because the thing is, hashtags, it's not discoverable unless you already have a huge following. Did you know that? You only have a few thousand Instagram followers. You put a hashtag, you get a few dozen likes. It's not going to be seen by other people following a hashtag. It's not as likely to be seen. The ones likely to be seen are the ones that are big accounts that are using the hashtag. Then I get it. Of course, if you're a big account, hashtag is a huge leverage point at that point. But for most of us, small accounts who under a few thousand or a few thousand, under a few tens of thousands of followers, it's small fry and it's not going to make much of a difference. So think of it more as a community of kindred spirits that you engage with, and therefore there might be some collaborations that come out of that that will really help you build your audience. So I hope this is helpful.